changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I have done jump starts on this many times. And just like there are certain books that I feel that I must read over and over and over again, two of which are How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie and Illusions by Richard Bach, just two books I've read many, many, many times. There are topics, there are things, there are writings from other people, and that's what this is. I didn't write this. That are so powerful and profound, I think they're very important for us to share. And especially with us spending time with family and with people over this week coming up, it's so important for us to remember to be mature. I found this, not this specifically, but where I came about it was when my mom died. My brothers were, and I, went through her small little townhouse or a home, and we put post-it notes on things that had sentimental value to us. And my brothers very much put notes on things like furniture that had been, or handmade things that were owned by my grandparents, et cetera. And I was never really attached to owning things that had been owned by people I weren't really close to. The thing that I wanted was my mom's living Bible. My mom got up every morning with the living Bible. Now, as far as a translation goes, the living Bible is the least accurate translation there is. And they're saying it's because it's in modern day language. Well, that was modern 40 years ago. But at the same time, when you translate, there's a way to translate and make sure you're still accurate. And it was, anyway, as a scholar of the Bible, it was not something that I wanted. What I wanted was the energy and the time that my mom spent. I wanted the notes and the corners and the realization she made about herself. And I wanted to see the things she underlined, because to her, a Bible was a workbook. So that's what I wanted. And as I first went through the Bible, I found a clipping, which I have since found out, people have told me, was written by Abigail Van Buren. And I was so touched by this. Dear Abby, by the way, in the newspapers. I was so touched and inspired by this. I knew it was from a newspaper clipping because you could see it was newsprint with the yellowy, you know, the paper had gotten a little yellow over time. I read this at my mom's memorial service. I spoke at her memorial service and I read this. And I like to revisit this every so often because I have struggled with doing what it advocates so much over the years, and I work to embody it more and more and more. So I'm going to stick it here on my screen so I can read it easily. Someone wrote, "Dear Abby," from what I understand, and said, "What does it mean to be a mature person? What is maturity?" And she wrote these words, and it's been reprinted thousands, if hundreds, not hundreds of thousands and millions of times. So here we go. Dear Abby says, maturity is the ability to control anger and settle differences without violence or destruction. Ask yourself, by the way, how you rate on all of these. I'm going to do the same thing with myself. Let me start again, and I'll just read it through, okay? Maturity is the ability to control anger and settle differences without violence or destruction. Maturity is patience, the willingness to pass up immediate pleasure in favor of long-term gain. Maturity is perseverance, the ability to sweat out a project or a situation in spite of opposition and discouraging setbacks. Maturity is unselfishness, responding to the needs of others, often at the expense of one's own desires or wishes. Maturity is the capacity to face unpleasantness and frustration, discomfort and defeat without complaint or collapse. Maturity is humility. It's being big enough to say, I was wrong. And when right, the mature person need not say, I told you so. Maturity is the ability to make a decision and stand by it. The immature spend their lives exploring endless possibilities, then do nothing. Maturity means dependability, keeping one's word, coming through in a crisis. The immature are masters of the alibi, confused and disorganized. Their lives are broken promises, former friends, unfinished business, and good intentions, which never materialize. Maturity is the art of living in peace with that which we cannot change. I love that. And although I would have liked to have thought myself to be a very mature person through much of my life, I have been a very immature person. Now, if you resonate with that level of honesty, and if you can see your lack of maturity in some of those things, you don't have to put it in the comment section. I'm not asking that. I'm asking you to let it go, because what happens is when we act immaturely, an immature thing, here's the irony. We all act immaturely from time to time. To then be mature is to accept your immaturity. To be immature is to be upset with yourself for having been immature. You did the best you could at the time, and you can always do better going forward. Let me say that again. You did the best you could at the time, and you can always do better going forward. First, you need to have the intention to do better going forward. Now, why? Why is it better to be immature? Our happiness is the one thing we are all striving for always. So how is that for some pretty strong words? Happiness, contentment, satisfaction, feeling good, a positive expectation, all of these things fall under the generic umbrella of happiness. An immature person feels like the world has acted upon them. A mature person feels like they are acting upon the world, even if the only action they can take is to control their emotional state. Got it? So, the road to your happiness is through being mature, being more mature. Now, a couple of things. If you have experienced trauma, especially childhood trauma, as I did, you often get stuck emotionally at the age of where the trauma took place. I'm just speaking psychologically here. I've spent my life trying to figure me out and make me better. And I've succeeded in many ways, and I'm always working at it. And if you experience trauma as a child or even as a young adult, you can get stuck emotionally there. And that's why it is incumbent upon us to work towards becoming more mature. Let me read this again, and I'm going to slice it up. We don't have much time, unfortunately. I should have made this a five-parter. Maturity is the ability to control anger and settle differences without violence or destruction. I didn't very often get violent, but I would destroy relationships in my mind. because I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to be abandoned. I had all these issues. So maturity is patience, the willingness to pass up immediate pleasure in favor of long-term gain. Struggle with that impulse control ever? I didn't get to be 300 pounds at one point by being mature emotionally. Maturity is perseverance, the ability to sweat out a project or situation in spite of opposition and discouraging setbacks. I think it was Emerson who said, every noble deed or every noble effort is at first impossible. Let me say that again. Every noble effort is impossible. Everything that's worth doing is impossible when you first try it. Maturity is understanding that and continuing to go back. As I think my success, if there is success in my life, is because I always say I was born without a give up gene. I don't give up. I just don't give up. Maturity is unselfishness, responding to the needs of others, often at the expense of one's own desires or wishes. One of the things I've done is, as you know, my friend Brian and I have gotten together and prayed together for 12 years on Thursdays. And we take turns sharing everything that's going on in our lives. And for years, I didn't realize this. I was always going first. What an arrogant thing to do. And now I insist, no matter what's going on in my life, I want to hear from him first. That's being unselfish. And I realize I'm happier when I put his needs above mine. Maturity is the capacity to face unpleasantness and frustration, discomfort and defeat without complaint or collapse. Emotionally immature people, especially people with, I can't think of the term, post-traumatic stress disorder, often go from trigger to collapse or total upset really, really quick. Again, that is caused by their past. It's not something to criticize yourself, but to become more mature is to not allow yourself to be collapse when something goes wrong. Maturity is humility. It's being big enough to say I was wrong. And when right, the mature person need not say I told you so. Oh my gosh, even for the first 5 years or so, I was always introducing myself about, I introduced myself here as being a best-selling author, but that's keeping the brand going in this little program, TV program we have. I now try and downplay who and what I am. Maturity is ability to make a decision and stand by it. How about that? No people that just waffle, you know, that's immature. Maturity means dependability, keeping one's word, coming through in a crisis. The mature are masters of the alibi, confused and disorganized. Their lives are broken promises, former friends, unfinished business, and good intentions which never materialize. Again, this was me in many ways. And one of the ways that I would address it is what's called situational therapy or whatever. In other words, I would leave. I'd leave the relationship. I would leave the job. I'd leave the city. I would leave. And yet, as Aristotle said, wherever I go, there I am. So maturity is the art of living in peace with that which cannot change. That is the ongoing frustration that we all endure on a daily basis, and it's the foundation of Buddhism. So if you want, look this up, Maturity by Dear Abby, and it is posted inside of my medicine chest so that I see it. Every day. I don't read it every day, but it's there. And I pulled it out because I wanted to share it with you. So if you have any reflections or comments on this, feel free to share them in the comments section, whether you're watching live. And the way that we build this community by getting and get people like Sharon to come in and join us is to let people know that we're doing this. And we do this by clicking share.
No more, no more complaining people. Changing, we're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.